The world is a vampire.
The Raven Effect with pro wrestling superstar Raven.
A cornucopia of stupidity masquerading as a podcast.
Critics have hailed it as everything from,
huh? Who's this Raven jerk?
And, if you want clever discourse, nonsensical banter, and incessant rambling, well, this is the show for you. Ladies, gentlemen, idiots, floozies, and reprobates, this is Raven.
Hello and welcome. That was start again. That was That was my rendition of Tchaikovsky in Meter in Blue, Volume 8, Section 2, Chapter 9. I don't know. How do you classified music's always like in those terms, isn't it?
Classified music?
Yeah. Classical. Yeah, classified music. Mm-hmm. When they give you the special secret conspiracy codes.
You just made up a random composer's name. I've never heard of any Tchaikovsky. I don't know if that's
the only part that wasn't made up was Tchaikovsky. It's actually in the Beatles song, Roll Over Tchaikovsky and Give Beethoven the News.
Rich, is that true?
No, Roll Over Beethoven and Give Tchaikovsky the News. That's what it is. Is that the line, Rich?
I don't remember, but sure.
Because Roll Over Beethoven, you know that song?
Yeah.
Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news.
I think one musical opinion that I'm not sure, but I think Rich and I might agree on is the Beatles overrated.
The Beatles? Beatles, good music.
I'm a
Beatles
believer. I grew up on
But there's no Beatles. Stones. Stones are so much better. No,
Beatles were one of the first bands I probably ever listened to, but I would agree with Joe that their great stuff is great. And the rest of their stuff is just kind of.
There's too much.
Yeah, they were master lyricists. Obla di, obla da, life goes on. That's very much literature right there, baby.
Very much like Mr. Show. Like the funny stuff on Mr. Show is awesome, and the garbage is just.
Who's that? David Cross and Odenkirk.
Yeah, Cross and Odenkirk. Yeah,
and that was it. Those fellers.
Well, I'm not. G. Johnstone
Thor's
was in it.
Dad Odin. I don't know Thor's dad Odin's last name was Kirk.
Well,
tell the audience that you're going to try not to laugh. You've been trying not to laugh at my jokes the whole Patreon where we talk some nasty stories.
Oh my
sex
God,
stories.
There was farts and squirting.
Yeah, that was one of the dirtiest fucking.
Rich pissed in a little girl's hair, and that was unbelievable.
And, wait a minute, did you say I pissed at her little girl's hair?
No.
No, okay, good. Don't put that on me.
And then we watched a completely full of shit deleted scene from the Doors movie. So, you know,
it was a deleted scene. I told you it wasn't in the movie.
Yeah. Thank God.
Phoenix made
deleted Jennifer Tilly. That's ridiculous.
You are deleted. Exterminate. Exterminate.
Hey, so what's this scuttlebutt? I saw something. There was some tweet. Christina.
Yeah, girls always say I got a nice scuttlebutt.
We're talking about Christina Applegate.
I didn't laugh. I coughed.
And apparently, somebody was giving her a hard time. I guess she's got a clothing line it's like accessible clothing or something.
She has MS or something.
Yeah. There was some tweet. I don't know exactly what it was.
Accessible clothing mean?
What?
Accessible clothing. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Clothing for people that are
fat.
No, like handicapped or whatever. There was something. Somebody was giving some other celebrity, I guess, was giving her a hard time, and she let's see what the news tells us.
The only thing I saw that was pointless celebrity news, kind of like that, was Gwyneth Paltrow being in court for skiing into somebody, and they sued her.
No, the guy skied into her.
Oh, really?
Okay. But she says she skied into him.
You know what her company's called?
Goop.
Goop.
She actually has a candle out that says "Smells like my vagina."
Yes,
I'd love to know what to say. Like, seriously, come on.
Here's the story.
I got a phone number one time.
You what?
That's right.
I met her in the airport.
That's
her, Sheryl Crow. I ran into him, and then she gave me her phone number, but then she never called me back. Bitch.
Bitch.
Here's apparently so dead. Here's what it says: Dead to Me. And I'm reading this from
GreatHandwriting.com.
What?
Your great handwriting?
Yeah.
Nice.
Dead to Me actress Christina Applegate has spoken out against conservative pundit Candace Owens,
who
shot and strung up. And
I see what your angle is.
Apparently, resurfaced criticism of Kim Kardashian's Skims clothing line after the brand included a model in a wheelchair in a 2022 ad touting products adapted for people with disabilities.
So who said the thing that got her upset?
Yeah, Candace Owens did. She said,
what did Candace Owens say?
She should be fucking strung up and the blood drained out.
What did Candace Owens say? She should be strung up.
A black.
Well, allow me to direct this conversation. Feeney, shut the fuck up.
I see where you're going with that, and I'm not implying that, Feeney. I'm telling you that she should just be she should be.
What did she say that was wrong? Spot. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand either.
What is your point, Rich? Candace Owens said what?
Because you brought Kim Kardashian into it, and then I got lost.
I'm trying to find the tweet.
Oh, dude. You're like,
I don't understand this yet.
Owens called Skims' adaptive campaign an example of societal ridiculousness when it comes to inclusion of different body types.
Mm-hmm. Why? Well, what's wrong with including it? It's just more money.
That's right. You know why? It's because Candace Owens is a fucking cunt. She should be shot right in the head.
It's very well educated.
Really? That's your attitude?
Yeah, murder. Yeah.
So you're saying that because
she should be fired out of a cannon straight into the sun. How's that?
So you're saying
the catapult where you
shut
just
up, Feeney. Shut up, Feeney. I'm directing this.
Jesus, that's the first three shut up Feenies ever, and they're in the same show.
probably ever. Period. So here's what I don't get. So what? You think that because she's being mean to handicapped people that she should be shot?
Yep.
That doesn't seem one act deserving of another. It sounds like that's like saying, so yeah, that's not good, Rich. That's even worse than what she's doing.
It's over the top. Candace Owens is a terrible human being.
Yeah, but she doesn't deserve to be shot.
No, not
she deserves to be shot straight into the sun out of a cannon.
Cannons Why? Can't reach
first
the
of all
sun.
Where are you gonna get a cannon that could shoot that far? That's just
Kennedy
a
Space Center. Kennedy Space.
No, they don't make cannons that big.
We'll strap her to the next Apollo.
And then what if the Apollo doesn't go to the moon? What if it takes a detour?
Well, she can go to Mars. I don't care.
The Apollo's not going to the sun. The Apollo's not going to the sun. What, are you going to hijack the Apollo to the sun so you can shoot her into the sun?
Well, yeah, so let's just strap her to the outside of it next time it goes to the International Space Station. And she can just be part of the payload, like when the rocket separates, when the booster separates, she can just fucking.
See, now, what if in her mind she's only talking, you know, like you're talking enhanced hyperbole? I'm not defending her, by the way. I'm just defending. Hold on, shut up, Feeney.
But he still didn't explain it. Like I still don't understand what she said.
She said that handicapped people shouldn't have their own line of clothes.
That's not what she said. She said the ad was shit or something, and I don't understand why she said that. Anybody?
Which is it, Rich? What did she say?
Come on.
Hold on.
This is your story,
in a follow-up
Rich.
Video shared Wednesday, Owens, who also came under fire in 2022 for wearing a White Lives Matter shirt alongside Kanye West,
of course,
addressed the blowback over her earlier comments. Quote, let's debunk the idea that I'm an ableist. I thought that was really, really interesting that I somehow wanted to pursue disabled people and I somehow wanted them out of spaces. That's absolute nonsense. Spent my entire life fighting the idea that in order for me to feel like I'm allowed to be black or that I'm allowed to be a woman, I need to therefore see black women everywhere. That is the opposite of what it means to actually have confidence. I don't need to see Tyra Banks being a model. I don't need to see Tyra Banks wearing underwear. I don't know what that has to do with.
I feel like
it has nothing to do with anything.
Off the path, though. Here's what happened.
Okay.
See, this is a ridiculous conversation because.
I'm just trying to defend fucking Christina Applegate because
Christina
that terrible
Applegate slams Candace.
Yeah, by defending
criticism.
Her, you want to kill the other person. That's not defending her.
Well, that's hyperbole. I just want her shot.
That's not making a cogent argument.
Want her shot to the sun. Listen, the list of transgressions that Candace Owens has perpetrated on on
the people. He made a list of all the transgressions. Why don't we talk about Hitler then? He's made a lot of transgressions. Why don't we talk about him?
It's a very, very long list, and there are many reasons why Candace Owens should be shot out of a cannon directly into the sun, and this is just the latest example.
Yeah, but so you're saying that people should be murdered for verbal...
Murder her. I'm saying shoot her straight to the sun. If she survives,
that would murder her. That would kill her. So that's
maybe not
murder.
Maybe not.
I heard about Candace Owens. Now, yeah. Laura Loomer, you can shoot into the sun. That's
she's
fine.
Another one.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, Rich, you can't... One does not equate the other. So you're not for free speech then.
Sure I am.
No, you're not. You like free speech as long as they agree with you.
No, I don't.
No, because she has free. Well, she has the right to her free speech.
She does, and she and we also have the right to say that she should be shot out into the sun for saying reprehensible things.
You do advocate murder.
But what you're saying is reprehensible.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No,
shooting someone into the sun is not reprehensible.
Not somebody like that. No,
it's disgusting.
Well, okay, what if I said to you, if Hitler was alive, we wanted to shoot Hitler straight to the sun?
Has he started World War II yet, or is he Hitler like a baby?
He's the fully formed Hitler.
Fully formed? He was fully formed probably at 16. He probably had the mustache at 16.
He's a fully formed Hitler. I don't care. Pick an age. I don't like. He's an adult Hitler.
So if
I said that I wanted to shoot him straight into the sun out of a cannon from Kennedy Space Center, would that be bad? Would that be
without a trial?
It sounds like a waste of resources. I mean, you could just club them to death.
You could what?
Yeah. Just club them.
And without a trial? I mean, obviously, you'd have to take them to The Hague.
Right.
And I don't think The Hague's going to authorize a trip back to NASA.
Well,
you're wasting resources, Rich.
Yeah, times are
Rich.
Tough. You know what I mean? Listen.
Yeah, I mean, what about climate change? You're killing the resources by flying Hitler everywhere.
What if we just launched him out of a cannon into the ocean?
Where are we going to get a cannon that shoots? What ocean?
A catapult.
What if is his arms tied? Can he swim once he lands in the ocean? Can he swim his way back to shore?
Yeah, how bad are you handicapping him on this one?
I mean, he's not. No, I want him to be able to flail wildly. So we know, you know what I mean?
Well, what if Hitler can swim? What if Hitler's a hell of a swimmer and you shoot him in? Cannons only shoot people so far.
What if we take Joe's catapult idea?
Mm-hmm.
Tied it for a while. We're going to get a catapult at this hour.
How about we go on an aircraft carrier? We somehow strap him to the catapult machine that sends the planes into the air. We somehow rig something up, and then there goes Hitler into the ocean.
Did you say they catapult planes into the air? Is that what you
said? Yeah, that's how they get planes out. You don't know that, Joe?
I never heard of that.
You don't know how an aircraft carrier works?
What am I, Mr. Navy? I don't know.
You think that those planes can just fucking take off from that thing without a little help?
Well, they got a long runaway.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. A long runway. They're in a boat, for God's sake, man.
I've never even seen Top Gun. How am I supposed to know?
It's a catapult. It's like a steam, maybe not steam anymore. It used to be like a steam catapult system. The thing
it's like a giant rubber band.
Essentially, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, basically, they use a giant rubber band, and they pull it, they stretch it back, and they go, spring.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I don't use it.
And then when they land, they have a little hook that grabs.
Yeah, like they used to pull comics off stage.
Right. Exactly. It's a hook just like that, and it grabs on. That's how the plane.
And the guy who does that is called the hooker.
The hooker. Yep. Just like Luthez.
Luthez.
Luthez. He wasn't proud of himself, was he?
He was a happily married man. Why are you saying he had hookers?
Wow. I read his book, his autobiography. And when it was only a plastic, when it was only a wire-bound, plastic-bound book.
Was that the book Hooker?
Boy, was he proud of himself.
Was that the book Hooker?
Yeah, it's
his book.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
No, it was the book Prostitute by Luthez.
Was it good, or is it just him putting himself over the whole time?
It's both.
Okay. Does he break kayfabe at all? Like, does he tell the truth, or is it in kayfabe?
Well, he never lost anybody, really. So it doesn't. It was, so everything's just, you know.
No, but I mean, did he like? Does he explain?
I read the book 30 years ago.
That's a good question. How many of his matches were shoots? Was there still
none?
None. Okay, so he shouldn't be proud of himself for wins because it wasn't a real win. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, but he was like he apparently he could beat everybody. Just ask him; he'll tell you.
That's right. Yeah, one of those guys.
Who's the other guy? That he was friends with George Reeves that played Superman, and he was a stunt guy. He supposedly beat up Steven Seagal on set. You know,
Chuck Zito.
Gene LaBelle.
Chuck Zito.
No, Gene LaBelle.
Judo Gene LaBelle?
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, he was supposed to be a badass.
Yeah.
Oh, those old guys.
You trained Ronda Rousey for UFC, or partially trained her. I guess he partially trained her when she was a judoka.
Mm-hmm. That was basically my only, the way I brought up the topic was just to go, Gene LaBelle, what about him? That's all I have.
Yeah.
What about Gene LaBelle?
What about Billy Robinson or
what are you doing? You're Kennedy?
Dan Hodge.
Dan Hodge? Who's Dan Hodge? I know Danny Hodge.
You know Danny.
Danny Hodge.
Who's Dan Hodge?
Who's the one that could crush apples in his hand? Is that Danny Hodge or is that Billy Robinson?
Dan Hodge.
Judo Gene LaBelle.
That's Dan Hodge. Because he had an extra tendon in his wrist.
That's Dan Hodgen.
Was it?
Yeah. I met him at the Cauliflower Alley Club one year. So I said, can you squeeze my hand a little bit just so I could see the pressure?
Mm.
Man, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You know, there's Dan Hodge that was a hockey player, right? I think that's probably where I'm getting him confused with.
Well, that was Ken Hodge.
But there was also a Dan Hodge, too.
Sure there was.
I think out of Melrose, Mass. He was drafted by the Bruins in 91. Never played for them.
Played for him. So there was no pro hockey player named Dan Hodge.
No, there was.
I wonder if he was Neely from, where'd you say? Melford?
What about?
In the UFC last weekend, did you watch it?
Say again?
What?
Did you watch the UFC last week? Leon Edwards, Kamaru Usman?
No, I missed the whole thing.
Oh, it was awesome.
I missed it.
Justin Gaethje beat Rafael Fiziev.
John Wayne Gacy had a match.
I had one of my dollar parlays won $77
off a dollar.
Off a dollar.
Imagine if you put a grand on that.
I know, but here's the thing: I also had like four other dollar parlays that all got kashbunkti. They all
don't listen to any of Disco's picks anymore, do you?
I never listened to any of his picks. So anyway, so I had like. I think I bet like $15 and I won like 77. But almost all my ones, like I had a bunch of 9-fight parlays that it would have almost came in except like one person would lose on them, bastards. But then I got that. See, you got to have great one of those fights where the guys you know are going to win are the underdog. Like I knew Fazeev was going to lose, I knew that Ed Usman was going to lose. And I knew Jennifer Meyer was going to win, so I
April, what's her face?
Who?
Jennifer Meyer beat April something, wasn't it? The one they're pushing. She was like 10-0 or 11-0 that night. Who Jennifer Meyer beat?
I forget.
Her name was April.
No.
They've been pushing her a little bit. I would have sworn she was going to win. But
no, I knew Meyer was going to win.
She did not.
It was who was it?
Come on. Oh, Casey. I'm thinking April O'Neil from the friggin' Ninja Turtles. It was Casey O'Neil.
Mm. Yeah, Casey O'Neil. Yeah, she was up and comer. Yeah. But I had a feeling that Maya's boxing looked amazing.
Yeah, she went in at 21-8, and this chick was 9-0. So you kind of think, oh, they're giving the younger fighter somebody.
Right. They were.
Yeah.
But I knew Maya was going to. So I had those three locked in. And then just to cover my ass, I had parlays with their opponents too. Just in case the opponents won. Mm-hmm. Well, Roman Dolidze, he fucked me though, because he lost to Marvin Vittori.
Bless you.
Rich, we won't talk about UFC anymore.
I got a mute button on your mic there.
You know what, Joe? Go to hell.
Aren't you professional? But forget it. You know what? I'm not going to.
You guys are the two least professional co-hosts I've ever had. And that includes me.
You know how he's wearing a green shirt because I'm wearing a green shirt.
Yeah, it's exactly.
He's wearing a green shirt because it's St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, I haven't changed since then. Yeah.
2 weeks ago. You know, next
it's only been a week. It's only been a week since St. Patty's Day.
The other night there was a Pogues cover band playing.
The Pogues. Oh, Shane McGowan and the Pogues. Never heard of them.
I thought they played on St. Patrick's Day, of course.
Did they play Body of an American?
Well, here's the thing.
I was in Dublin on St. Patty's Day once.
I didn't go.
Wait, come on. How about that? I was in Dublin on St. Patty's Day.
I know. I found that way more interesting.
Stop fucking interrupting. God damn it. Interrupting all the time, Raven. Jesus Christ.
I know. It's called The Raven Show and it's interrupters.
Oh.
Some people are influencers.
We should take a live.
Some people are influencers. I'm an interrupter.
Go on. But I want to finish my Pogue story.
Okay. So I went to Dublin for WCW when I was Scotty Flamingo. It was stupid. It was St. Patty's Day, And believe it or not, it wasn't that impressive. The floats were like the Mrs. McGowan's third grade classmate. They weren't that impressive.
Sheen's mom.
Yeah, stop fighting the laughter, Feeney. Feeney, you've been laughing at all my material all day. You cannot laugh at my material because I'm way too funny to be frowning. Counteracted by your childish antics. All because your peers told you that you were falling to peer pressure, laughing at my stuff. When actuality, the peer pressure is from them telling you not to laugh.
Yeah, that's right. They're being jerks.
All right, now tell your story, Rich.
Let me see. So, not that I'm a giant Raven, Mark, but that was probably 91 or 92, right? See, I know. I probably know better than you do.
92, I think.
So, how old were you when you went?
I was 92. I was
28. Best shape of your life, Dublin, St. Paddy's Day. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, but except it wasn't that impressive. It was really just wasn't like it. It was more. It's a bigger deal in the States.
Yeah. Plus, I heard that like if you just go into a real bar in Dublin or Belfast or whatever, they don't particularly like Americans. So.
No, they loved us. They said, "Hey, we love you, Americans." No, I don't know. Nobody said that, but they were thinking it.
Mm.
Or maybe they weren't. It's one of the two. Definitely one of the two.
Yeah.
How about the fact that Dreamer, Kevin Nash came up with this. How about the fact that Dreamer looks like he won the 1972 Mr. Olympia bodybuilding competition and never worked out again?
That's fair.
He's got that big giant chest and the big arms.
I miss his shows. He was running good shows before COVID. House of Hardcore and stuff.
Yeah, now it's a porn company.
It would have been nice to see Rich commentate there, but I think who was their commentators? One of them was Danny Doring, but I don't remember who the other one was.
I don't think it actually is a porn company, but it should be.
Yeah. Well, XPW came back.
House of Hardcore? No, they named House of Hardcore.
So that means they could come back. Probably.
What about Gonzo Porn? Ever watch Gonzo Porn?
With
the best kind of porn.
Isn't he a Muppet?
I don't know. Yeah, he's a Muppet. Yeah.
He's got a big
big nose.
Something like that.
Yeah. No, I've always heard about Gonzo Porn. That's something I would actually sit down and watch for a good solid 6 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's all exactly? You need.
What?
Isn't that like the couch thing where they try the girls out? Isn't that what Gonzo Porn is?
It's like reality. No, it's like reality. It's like reality porn.
Is it though?
Well, I thought Gonzo Porn was when they had people dressed up in clown suits.
Like Gonzo, everybody's just like.
Seriously, that's what I thought it was. It's
Gonzo and Fozzie and. Lots of waka wakas and
I don't want to
not that, but I'm saying, but like people with clown masks and clown suits.
That's clown porn.
Oh,
clown porn. Did they all come in the same car?
What about
see what you did there, Joe? Very nice.
Double. It was a double.
Yeah.
I don't want to see.
Can I finish my story quickly?
Please. The floor is yours.
The show was going on downtown Gainesville. My roommate said the Pogues are playing, or there's a Pogues cover. Not the real.
Okay, first of all, explain who the Pogues are for 99% of our audience.
The Pogues are they're an Irish kind of like they're like a punk band mixed with traditional Irish music. Mm-hmm. So kind of like the Dropkick Murphys, but not for idiots.
They're the Dropkick Murphys in 90, but from the '70s.
Yeah, from
They're the Dropkick Murphys for non-meatheads. How's that?
True story. Because Rich likes them. They're for the intelligent.
True story. When I saw Sunny Day Real Estate at House of Blues in Orlando, I was bullshitting with the cop that was working. And we're just shooting the shit for a minute. And he's like, yeah, you know, I love these kind of shows like this. You know, people are respectful. He's like, there's only one show that I refuse to work, and that's Dropkick Murphys. He's like, I refuse to work. He's like, the last two times I got into a fight and blah, 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 whatever. So I refuse to work Dropkick Murphy shows. And my daughter's stepdad went to the show in Orlando a week ago or whatever and broke his wrist.
Dropkick Murphys?
Yes. The long and short of it is this. I decided I was not going to go see the Pogues cover band. My roommate decided.
Well, it wasn't even the real Pogues.
No, it wasn't the real Pogues. If it was the real Pogues, I would have gone.
If you didn't go see the band, what's the point of that story?
Well, listen to me. Ugh. I decided, Feeney, that I did not want to go hang around on St. Patrick's Day with a bunch of amateur hour alcoholics pretending to be Irish.
The Irish.
So you consider yourself a professional alcoholic?
I do.
Okay.
Now, here's the other part of it. I texted my girlfriend. I said, hey, Pogue's cover band playing. The best response that I think that I ever could have gotten, if Shane McGowan's teeth are not there, it ain't worth going.
Shane McGowan doesn't have any teeth.
Well, not anymore.
I'm guessing he's in the...
So how would his teeth be there?
Feeny, pull up... Go into the old YouTube.
Did Shane McGowan have all his teeth knocked out?
I believe he got them redone.
Why? Did you want to watch the rest of this Jim Morrison...
No, 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 no. Okay. Put in the Pogues, P-O-G-U-E-S.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go.
How about, what's the song that I like the best?
Not Even American.
No.
Living in America? Living in America.
No,
I know.
If I should fall from grace with God.
What about that song?
My version.
The Way We Were. Was that the Pogues?
I don't know.
No, I think that was Barbara Streisand. Close enough, though.
And Feeney, when Feeney finds the fan for you Patreon listeners, wait. $5 a month, fans.
Wait, extra you can't hear, hear this? Hang on, you can hear this?
Hey, we can hear it.
Okay.
Look at those teeth.
British?
Irish, you dummy. Why is the volume so low?
Yeah, why is it low? Turn it up, Joe.
What'd you say?
Why is the volume so low?
Can you hear it?
It's very low.
Well, they can't hear it now. It's on pause. Why's the guy got an accordion? Is there a punk band with an accordion?
Because look at those choppers.
He's hiding them with the microphone. You can't.
Oh, you'll see it again. He does a yell here in a minute.
This is good for all the people at home who don't have Patreon. They can not view this visually.
Yeah.
Now this is much better. A three-shot of us.
That was fun. Happy St. Patty's Day.
It's a good song. They used that in a car commercial a couple of years ago.
Have you ever watched The Wire?
No. The guy died, didn't he? Somebody died?
I didn't know he was sick.
Lance Reddick died.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's also does comedy. Like, he's really a funny guy.
Not anymore.
He was on that show, Farzar.
What?
Farzar? It's
the fuck is Farzar?
By Waco something. And some other guy.
Mm.
Yeah, they also made a show, Brittle Burger. Oh, I see it. What's it called?
Yeah, Farzar. I'm looking at it.
What's the other shows they made? They made one with Tosh. Tosh.0. They made one with Tosh.
Let's see.
Is it Park Ranger or something?
Rich, while I'm researching, you got a riff. Come on, say something. Do it.
Daniel Tosh went to UCF.
Brickleberry.
Yeah, Lance Reddick was the main voice on Farzar.
Yeah, Renzo. Farzar is hilarious. You got to watch it. Mm.
Okay.
I'm going to make that my early recommendation.
Mm.
I like the fact that we put in so much effort to come up with our recommendations.
Yeah, we do a lot here.
I do. I think about it all week.
You think about it for 3 seconds while looking at your wall.
You know,
with a banner.
I think about it during the week, and I have all these ideas, and I forget to write them down. And then when it comes time to do the show,
Well, you're a professional.
Yeah, you're going to write them down, and the next thing you know, you're in the gonzo porn category, and it's all
over. And watching clowns get out of a clown car to fuck some girl.
I meant to say earlier, and then Rich stomped on me with something.
What did I stomp on?
I don't remember. You wanted to tell your pug story, so I couldn't tell my gonzo
porn. Pug story?
Yeah,
Pug. What's the deal with the pug story?
The pogue. Pogue story. Pug.
What's the finish on it?
He didn't go.
I didn't go. I told you the finish. I told you if Shane McGowan's teeth aren't there, it's not worth going.
His teeth aren't anywhere. His teeth are rotted.
Well, that on top of not wanting to hang around with a bunch of amateur hour alcoholics pretending to be Irish, I had no desire to go out. I said, it's like New Year's Eve. I'm not leaving the house after like 5 p.m.
I'd say, if you, speaking of teeth, Feeney's acting performance was so wooden, it was like George Washington's teeth.
When did I act?
You're just there for the joke.
I won Best Actor in a play once when I was 9.
In a play with yourself?
It was the Passion of the Christ. And I was
the Christ.
Sure, why not?
What kind of passion did you have?
I was John the Baptist. I think. Yeah, he gets his head cut off pretty early, doesn't he?
Well, I guess he's not ahead of the game.
Oh, so, boy.
Gonzo.
We'll be here all week. Push your waitress, tip the veal.
So I was going to say,
by the way, I'm still giggling. You know, I told you the Waffle House story last week. I've gotten some tweets from people. Mm-hmm. I'm still giggling at the cook, the guy with the tube when he's got to stay afloat. Got to do what you got to do to stay afloat.
Got to do what you got to do, my man.
I don't remember.
My man.
You don't remember?
Catch you in the flip-flop.
Feeney, I told you about the guy walking into Waffle House last week.
The crew were laid to the bone. The folks been freaking, and the crew were laid to the bone, home shit.
Right. I forgot what the, yeah.
Yeah, the cook. Got to stay afloat.
Mm-hmm. Because he was wearing an inner tube. Got it.
Yeah.
Why do you always talk to Feeney? Don't talk to me.
Because you just interrupt us.
So? It's my show.
I just wait for you to interrupt us and then comment on that.
I know, but then you ask Feeney questions and make non sequiturs go, Feeney, I don't hear you saying Raven.
Because you don't pay attention.
I think you're making the audience uncomfortable when you do.
Yeah, that. You're making the audience uncomfortable, Rich.
Sorry.
Can I bury Gonzo porn now?
Sure.
So I don't, if Gonzo porn is like the fake amateur porn, I don't want to see it then. I would rather see actual amateur porn where just some dude with his phone like filming a blowjob. That's
what's the difference?
I don't know. It's different when you know it's a real girl for some reason.
I thought Gonzo porn was people in clown suits.
What do you mean when you know it's a real girl? Like in the pro am stuff or what? They're not real girls. What are they, fake girls?
What the fuck is pro am? I'm not a
professional amateur league of porn.
Yeah,
I'm saying I'd rather watch a guy that just filmed him and his wife having sex or him and his girlfriend than professional actors and actresses.
Yeah, but you're not going to see anything like that. It's going to be all wobbly and fucking out of focus and not.
No, I got some brilliant footage of me and the Sandman and then another dude doing DP discussing quantum physics.
Hold on. If there were three of you, why was it just a DP?
Sitting in the corner.
Yeah, we swapped. We had to have one person do the filming.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
No, you're not going to bring a stack camera stands on the road.
You need somebody there to order pizza.
This is in England, I think, or Canada. I forget.
Wherever it was, you broke a law.
Freshen your drink, governor.
Kiss me or I'll crush you.
So let's go to fanny mail.
Already? Are we there? We're there now?
Nope, you already blew it. You stepped on your own line, Rich.
What do you mean? I asked it. I asked already.
What do I mean?
What are you saying?
Nope, doesn't work.
Oh.
For the love of Pete. Who's Pete? Where did that come from?
Yeah, you got that, but then you got for the love of Mike, too.
What about for buying Bob's your uncle? Hmm? You never heard of Bob's your uncle?
Mm-mm. No.
It's like he goes, we do, like if you have a plan, we go, here's the plan. We'll go get some beer, we'll pick up some chicks, and Bob's your uncle.
Yeah. Is that like Purple Monkey Dishwasher?
What's that?
That's like when you tell someone a secret and they have to pass it down the line. At the end, you say Purple Monkey Dishwasher. Rich knows what I mean. He's not selling it for some reason. Mm. It's a Simpsons thing. Mm. Brick.
Hey, Joe, I got a job for you here. You're interested.
Low job.
The Holly Springs Salamanders are looking for a play-by-play guy. You should put in for it.
Is that hockey?
No, it's baseball.
I could do baseball.
Hockey, baseball, whatever it takes.
I don't want to do broadcasting. I don't want to do any of this. I don't want to do what I'm doing. I want to be a pain.
Sports talk host, top 10 market, accepting applications for a daily talk. You should put in for that, Joe. Doesn't say what top 10 market, but
I'm doing just fine, for God's sake.
Probably Philly.
What are you looking into? How's things going with you?
Oh.
What are you doing? What's your plan?
I don't have one.
All right. Enough of this maudlin shit. This is from July 28th, 2022. That's our oldest fan mail other than Joan Sebastian's. We have like seven from her. that we didn't read because she's a 12-year-old and it was getting too uncomfortable.
That was 3 years ago. She's 15 now or 16.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, why don't we listen to her? But I was like, oh, she's only 12 then. She can't be much older now.
I think she emailed the Conan show. Now you've pushed her away.
All right. So Aldo Banda, he said, check it, bleed, bro. Check it, bleed. Bro was on, didn't trip, but the folks were laid to the bone, Holmes.
Brother was on.
Yeah. Wait, he's still, I just said that. How about that? That's weird. That's kind of freaky. I just said that. He said, check it, blood. Bro was on, didn't trip, but the folks was freaking, man. Hey, and the pilots were laid to the bone, Holmes. That's not how it goes.
I'm sorry. I don't do impressions. My training's in psychiatry.
Yes. Dear Raven, Bert, and Ernie.
Who's Bert? Ernie? Yeah, I don't know.
I think Bert was the bottom.
You think so? I think Bert was like the angry one.
No, actually, I bet Ernie was the bottom. He just was really mean, though, to take it out because he felt uncomfortable being the bottom.
I think
Bert was definitely wearing the pants in that relationship.
Well, sure. It'd have to be Bert because he's taller. Right? Oh. Isn't he the yellow one?
They're both yellow, you
know. Ernie's orange.
Is he?
I think.
Yeah.
They are gay, though, just in case you didn't know.
I think they could be asexual.
No, I think that's how they portray them now. They're gay.
Oh. Okay, well, good for them.
And Bert is he's like a dark orange now.
I think that's Ernie.
He's like a burnt cinnamon.
That's what I'm saying. Bert's the banana. Yeah.
Mm. All right. Hello and welcome to my email. I got to say last week's episode was really good because Rich didn't show his face in the camera for the majority of the show. Ooh, ouch.
Fuck off.
Watching the episode when my sister walked by and said that Rich looks like a cross between a really old Justin Verlander and Pedo Bear. I don't know what a Justin Verlander is, and I didn't know bears were pedos.
He's a pitcher.
She's also said Feeney got pink eye because he lied about being a ginger. And if he claims he, quote, unquote, isn't a ginger, then he has gingivitis, will become one because he clearly isn't a daywalker.
What's a daywalker?
That's a vampire that can walk in the daylight, like Blade.
No, then it's not a vampire. Something else.
Yeah, Blade's a vampire, but he can walk in the daylight. That's why he kicks ass, man.
But he's a vampire hunter.
Yeah, but he's also a vampire.
Well, then he's like a half vampire.
No.
Well, what can
everybody's,
kill
him? Everybody's a half vampire.
Now, if a steak in the heart can kill you and you don't like garlic, then you're a vampire and you can only go out at night.
Well, what else are you going to put on a T-bone? Raven, I know you don't like talking wrestling, but this question has been bugging me for years. What's the deal with guys wearing trunks over their tights? Throughout the 90s, I saw a lot of it with Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, The Undertaker, X-Pac, Kane, and a few others. What's the point of doing that?
What?
Because... Now that that's out of the way, let's have some fun. What's black, bubbly, and scratches glass?
I don't know what.
A dead baby in the microwave. Oh. I'm naming my Christmas tree Amy Winehouse this year because when it dies, it'll be surrounded by needles. Ha!
Oh, boy.
No, come on. She died from alcohol.
Yeah. Too soon. I didn't know she was sick. Have you ever walked into Stephen Hawking's house?
No.
Neither is he. Ouch.
I knew that was coming. That's terrible.
I'm going to have a controversial opinion here.
What?
I think Stephen Hawking is annoying.
Okay.
And the movies about him, they're also annoying.
Why couldn't the green pepper practice? Why couldn't the green pepper practice archery?
Why not?
Because he didn't have Moreno.
Habanero.
An arrow.
He didn't have an arrow.
What's an arrow?
He didn't have an arrow.
Oh, habanero. He spelled it wrong. That's why. The old lady at the bank came up to me and asked if I could help her check her balance. So I pushed her over.
That's good.
That's hilarious. The boss makes a dollar, I make a dime, which is why I poo-poo on company time.
Got that right.
Yeah.
Why do bald men have hair in their pockets?
Why?
So they can run their fingers through their hair.
I hate it.
He should have died. He should have quit right with the old lady at the bank gag.
Yeah, and I can top that one.
I walked into Cindy's and tripped on a bra. It was a booby trap.
Oh, I just heard that today from some or video game.
My generation is weird. Guys will wear $60 boxers for $3 worth of wiener, and women wear Victoria's Secret panties for hooch that's no secret.
I'm giving that one the dreaded dead silence.
It's been a while since I recommended something. So this week I would like to recommend Level 16 on Netflix. Signed, some drunk guy from Texas. Sent from the antenna cradle computer from the movie GoldenEye. Hmm. Ooh, from the movie GoldenEye.
I found an answer.
What's Level 16? What's Level 16?
Oh. Let's see here.
I found an answer to the question of Bert and Ernie Gay, if you're curious.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. What is it? All right. What's the deal?
Okay. So I'm going to read this from the New York Times in 2018.
You know what? The headline says Bert and Ernie are gay.
For decades, we've wondered, are Bert and Ernie gay? The iconic Sesame Street duo live together, share a bedroom, don't seem shy about taking a bath in front of each other. So the recurring question, blah, 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 blah. A former Sesame Street writer who was gay said in an interview that he wrote Bert and Ernie as a, quote, loving couple, taking inspiration from his own relationship with his longtime partner.
They're puppets.
I always felt that without a huge agenda when I was writing Bert and Ernie, they were gay. I didn't have any other way to contextualize them. So then everybody says that they're gay, blah, 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 blah. And then he says somehow in the uproar. Hold on. He said, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, he said him and his partner were much like Bert and Ernie, opposites who found a way to love each other. As a writer, you just bring what you know into your work. Somehow in the uproar, that turned into Bert and Ernie being gay. And then he goes on to say,
they're not gay.
A little bit later on, Sesame Street put out a thing hold on, wait a minute. Okay, the program, Sesame Street responded, saying the puppets were just that, puppets, did not have a sexual orientation, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. So there you go.
So here's the thing. There was this girl. And
hold on, wait a minute. The New York Times asked in 1994, how long have you been preoccupied with the sex lives of puppets?
Exactly.
So my buddy, Fat Kevin, he had this girl that he was hooking up with, and he used to call her and her friend, Bert and Ernie, because one was tall and one was shorter. And then she became, and then Ernie became Bernie Rubble. and anyway, so I have this great picture of me and Bernie Rubble having sex, and we're naked and passed out, sound asleep, and so you can just see my naked body smushing hers. It's a great picture. I got to find that.
What, how smushing her? What do you mean?
Yeah, because I'm laying on top of her, like we're having sex, and I just fell asleep, and she fell. Nah. We both passed out. And Busby took the picture.
She's trapped.
Yep. Well, no, she was sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Raven, you're such a classy fellow.
I also don't appreciate that Rich said that article mentioned that just two guys taking a bath in front of each other is apparently gay. I don't think that's gay.
No.
No.
I didn't say it was. I just said that.
No, the article did.
I don't care. I don't care if you are gay.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Shower.
Why would you care?
Anybody.
Why would you care?
Shower on this show next week. No, it's not true.
Why would you care? That's the part I don't get. Real quick, I'm going to get on a soapbox here. Mm. Why would you care? Like, why would you care if somebody's black, white, red, gay? Like, who cares?
Raven. Because they're other. That's why.
If they're a jerk, they're a jerk. If they're a good person, they're a good person. I mean, it's really simple.
Right. Yeah. I don't care who lives on either side of me as long as you're cool. That's all. And don't
Joe doesn't care who lives on either side of him as long as they're white.
No, get out of town, dude. Let me tell you something. I'm at 904, 900 Hispanic, 902 Black, 904.
I thought your address was 667, the neighbor of the beast.
Maybe I shouldn't have said my address. I didn't say the street.
How come the neighbor of the beast doesn't get any play?
Six,
I don't know.
Four.
Dear Raven and the preverts known as Rich and Feeney, this is also Maldo Banda from August 4th, 2022. We're cleaning them out, baby. Cleaning out the
from August.
Hey, just a warning real quick, guys. Can you hear that?
No.
Yeah, I knew I saw a flash. There's a massive thunderstorm just started in case I get kicked off.
Rural.
In case the power goes out, yeah.
Wow, so that's what you're going with this week when you cut out the podcast early? Okay. Yep. Hello and welcome to another one of my wacky emails. First, Rich, screw you. Detroit Rock City is an awesome film. Even if you were to describe it to someone, it sounds like a movie you'd want to watch. But Feeney did a terrible job of trying to describe it last episode, and that's why he got pink eye.
What?
That's why you got pink eye, and you gave it to me.
Now we know.
What could
and
I
you
describe?
Gave it to my dog. I mean, you gave it to my dog. You gave me COVID.
I think you had it before you got there.
Yeah.
Nope. You gave me COVID. It took it took 6 months for it to kick in.
Yeah. What can I describe? What was he saying? What movie?
Detroit Rock City.
I don't even remember talking about that.
It's four Kiss fans that try to go see Kiss.
Second, I'm going to end this email with some thoughts I had in my head. If Apple ever built a house, will there be windows?
No.
Any day you've seen an ambulance is a day someone else will never forget. Depression comes from living in the past. Anxiety comes from living in the future. Happiness comes from living in the present. Oh, he's getting real thought-provoking here.
Mm-hmm.
Babysitters are teenagers behaving like grown-ups, so grown-ups can go out and behave like teenagers.
Correct.
A kid that was the same age as Bart when The Simpsons came out is now the same age as Homer today. The creators of Finding Nemo missed the ultimate fish pun by ending the film with the end instead of Finn. Harsh reality is always better than false hope, so cheers to hookers and cocaine. Signed, some drunk guy from Texas. Oh, wait, I forgot. Seeing as WrestleMania 40 is going to be in Philadelphia, perhaps now we can finally get Rich versus Feeney with Raven as a special guest referee. On second thought, Raven should not be involved in WrestleMania because the last time he was nearly killed, he nearly killed the show and knocked it off the air. Raven, please tell the story of how you nearly killed WrestleMania 17. Out of all the shoot interviews I've seen with you, that story is my favorite.
Something I've never heard that.
Yes, you did.
Before you go into that, I just wanted to say real quick that Michael Buffer, obviously the famous announcer.
Sure.
He's been on Twitter recently talking about, you know, people are recommending pay-per-views for him to watch on the network. And the one day he's like, wow, I just watched WrestleMania 20. It's fucking unbelievable. He talked about the main event, whatever. And then a couple days later, he was like, I just watched WrestleMania 17. It's supposed to be the greatest one ever and blah, blah, blah. And I almost said, hey, did you like the Raven Big Show Kane match? But I didn't.
Wait, what are you talking about? Why were you talking to Michael Buffer?
I wasn't. I'm saying he was doing it on Twitter. Yeah.
What happened? Well,
why did Michael Buffer he just got into old wrestling all of a sudden?
He said it was like a confession tweet. He's like, I'm not ashamed of it. I'm a wrestling fan. And today I watched WrestleMania 20. And then people were recommending other shit to him. Yeah.
Oh, so he was probably happy when he got the gig as a WCW.
Well, you know, I mean, what do you think he got paid to just hang out and do his thing?
So, Raven, what's the story about you knocking WrestleMania off?
I can't believe
I honestly don't know this.
I'm not telling that story again. Basically, I've never heard you tell it. I was in the golf cart. Kane was supposed to chase me in a golf cart. Uh-huh. Joe was choking me, and I ran off the road. But I was supposed to drive around the whole building, but I was trying to drive all shaky-like because Big Show's choking me. And I ran off the edge, and there's like a fence that was connected to the ground, to the cement. And I tried to bounce off it, but instead of bouncing off it, the fence gave way and I went off the road and I cut into the wires that power the show. And I almost killed the power. I was like a micrometer away from killing the power the entire WrestleMania.
No shit.
Do you want to see it?
Yes. How much heat did he get?
Nobody knew about it because it didn't kill it. Huh. But the guy, the crew told me about it afterwards.
Raven, we have to talk about that.
I'm speeding through it, but this was a hard-hitting match, man.
This is Joe Blyden. This is no subject from Joe Blyden. Hey, Raven. Hi, Raven. I wrote a poem for my now former closest friend who I'd grown feelings for but ended up becoming taken advantage of. I quoted you in a poem. Can you give me your opinion pertaining to what you think before I send it to her? What do you think she'll think when she sees this? Thank you for your time. It is time for compassionate honesty because my former dear Lacey, you hurt me. With no consideration of the feelings you betrayed me, you led me on like a con. With the lack of care, honesty, and compassion, you betrayed my trust. How unjust. I thought you were a loving and compassionate friend, yet from the start it occurred to me to think that maybe it was all pretend. No, my autism alone does not make me a special. Instead, to me, and special is putting 110% of my effort towards me, towards my life as a whole. Oh, this is some serious shit.
Mm-hmm.
This is long too. Should I keep reading?
Sure.
Yeah.
You emotionally flicked my feelings on and off like a light switch. Each time it mentally felt like becoming concussed in the head by Randy Johnson's four-seam pitch. When you turn on your charm, I become disillusioned to all your internal red flags and alarms. For the attention you seek, the more blame you place on others, including your exes as you speak. For all the tampons you use for videos on social media to stick up your nose, I must say you gave quite the photographic pose. By focusing solely on the desires of you, think of all the relationships and friendships you blew. My feelings for you were never meant to be selfish in a way that were designed to solely benefit me. I just wanted to see you happy. I never expected in a duo decillion years, the anguish that would come from the mixed messages that were hard to understand and hear. This was the first time in my life that my feelings for another woman transitioned into something I never expected to feel.
Oh, this is, well, this is a woman.
Is this a woman or a guy?
Yeah, because...
Oh, no, it's a guy, because he says before I left, at some point he says he's a boy.
Oh, because he said another woman or something. Yeah.
While this experience brought negative traumas and memories, time and actual professional counseling has allowed me to reflect and heal. Is this still the poem? Look, this is a lot of heavy shit.
H-E-A-L or H-E-E-L? How is he healing? Was he healing on her, or he was...
No, H-E-A-L. Uh-huh. Yeah, you know what? This sucks that you got shit on, got betrayed.
Did you recognize anything in there? Because he said he quoted you.
No, it's...
I don't think so, but I could be wrong.
I quoted you in a poem. I don't know. I don't see anything yet. Anyway, if they're the kind of person you think they are, they're not going to give two shits about this.
Right. Exactly.
But there's no reason not to send it, though, because it's for you, not for them. Mm-hmm. And you'll get closure, hopefully. It's sad when you get betrayed by one of your close friends.
Sucks.
Yeah, and it's like Raven said, if they're already kind of cold like that, this probably won't make a dent.
Yeah. But hopefully it'll. Are you doing this because you want to hurt them or because you want to let them know how you feel?
Yeah,
you're doing it because you want to let them know how you feel, then you're doing this for you. Mm-hmm. So even if they don't read it or give two shits about it, it's still
cathartic.
It's important to you to get it out. Mm-hmm. And if it is, and if you do want to make them feel bad, well, you can't count on that because they probably won't read it. And if they do read it, they're just going to ignore everything. And in the best case scenario, which is probably never going to happen, they may even apologize. But I don't think they're going to do that because they would have already. If, you know, but like, I don't know what to say.
Sometimes you just got to write stuff. And even if you like, you literally write it in, you know, the pen and burn it or put it in an envelope and put it somewhere and whatever,
And sometimes also, you have to just hook up with somebody's sister. That'll always get you mm-hmm. the kind of revenge that you want, or their best friend.
Yeah. Also, you being autistic makes it more difficult,
mm-hmm.
depending on how high functioning you are. Because I don't know how your autism is, but you brought it up. So that's, you know, obviously autistics have trouble dealing with emotions. So the fact that you can deal with all this emotion, you know, is good, but I don't know. I mean, I feel bad for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you hear this and you're going through some shit, you could DM me on Twitter, JFFeeney3RD. I believe Rich will make the same offer now that I put him under the spot. So.
Although Rich will only talk to Democrats and Feeney will only talk to Republicans.
That's right. Not true.
And if you're the opposite party, we're fitting you for the massive catapult into the ocean.
Right.
Into the sun. Bounce off the ocean, into the sun, flying to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Van Morrison song?
What?
Into the Sun. Isn't that a Van Morrison song? Beatles? Somebody.
No.
Somebody. Well, all right. If we have a moment here, I'll just show this to Rich since he never saw it, and we'll just describe it to the audience. It'll only take about 90 seconds.
This is Raven.
This is WrestleMania 17. It's a hardcore match. Raven's backstage against Big Show and Kane, defending his prestigious title. He's kicking Big Show. He's going to try to escape into this golf cart.
Wait, where was this?
Houston Astrodome. So,
getting away must be on Raven's mind.
Even though Raven should be the one commentating, I'm probably talking over him when he wants to interject. But what he said before, Rich, was this golf cart chase was supposed to go a lot longer than it does. Right.
Yeah. Okay. I was so bummed out about that.
So you'll see.
I haven't tried to pull the cart back on the. Yeah. He's choking me, so where I can't drive home.
And then, bam!
I tried to bounce off of the fence, and we crashed.
Okay,
and that's when I cut. See the wire?
Oh yeah,
giant.
I guess that's what I must have cut.
Yeah.
I'm trying to drive the car. I'm going. Come on.
So Kane was supposed to chase you around then, but yeah. You guys are right around the corner.
Yeah, so I had to make a big production, and I got a little, I had him run me over.
I love that commentary team. JR and Heyman, it's phenomenal stuff. But
JR and who?
It was JR and Paul Heyman on commentary.
Oh, yeah.
Lawler he left.
All right.
Is that around the Stacy Carter incident?
That's what happened, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so go to cameo.com, get a video shout out from yours truly. And I'll break up with your girlfriend if you want, or I'll, you know, tell her she has smelly feet. You know, the usual things that you need someone else to tell your girlfriend for you. Twitter and Facebook, go to type in Google on Google Ask Dana, AskDanna, and then it'll take you to her eBay site, where you can find my Raven ring-worn merchandise. Type in Raven when you get there. Fan mail is fan mail at theraveneffect.com. Subscribe to Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, leave 5-star reviews, complimentary comments or negative comments, but just leave 5-star reviews. Maybe next week we'll have Feeney read the new ones, if there are any new ones. If they're not, then that's on you, not on us. So if the show doesn't work, it's not because of us. See how we don't take the blame for anything? Because we're a shit show, really.
Mm-hmm.
Recommendations. Rich, do you have any recommendations?
Yeah. So by the time you hear this, I will have gone to, where am I going this weekend? Grand Rapids. And the show for our friends at Warrior.
Can you drink the water there? Can you drink the water?
What?
Can you drink the water there and out of the tap, or is it where is that? In Flint. Isn't Flint near Grand Rapids?
Yeah, it's close. Yeah, relatively. But anyway, Warrior Wrestling, the show is going to be free on YouTube live on Saturday. But since you're hearing this likely on Monday, if you search Warrior Wrestling Grand Rapids, you can go back and watch that show for free.
Is it Warrior or Warrior?
It's not making fun of my accent.
Well, no, if it's Warrior, they ought to give you a Xanax when you get to the building.
Well, that's true. Warrior Wrestling. Let's see. Hold on. Brian Cage against Zachary Wentz. Clark Connors against Jake Something. Jordan Cross, Beastman. Max the Impaler against Warhorse. The Velocities against Top Flight.
Never heard of most of those people, but that doesn't mean anything.
Ades versus Vikingo. That'll be fun.
What about Jake Something? Is that his real name?
Yeah, that's his name.
Why is it Jake Something?
No. John Morrison's there, too. We'll have John Morrison against Storm Grayson.
I like John Morrison, but his wife is my favorite female worker.
Yeah.
Taya Valkyrie.
I'm doing a double shot.
Taya Valkyrie, i.e. the moment that I cherish. Valkyrie, i.e. How's that song go?
I don't know.
Kyrie
LA, Kyrie laser down the road that I must travel. Kyrie, yeah.
What is it? What is that line?
Yeah, it's Kyrie.
I know, but isn't Kyrie it? What?
Kyrie, a laser down the road that I must travel, I think.
A laser?
Yeah, hold on, wait a minute. Let's see. Nope, wait a minute.
Valkyrie, laser.
No, it's Elason. Elison. I don't know what that means.
No, it's probably her last name.
Kyrie Elason. Yeah. Kyrie Elason down the road that I must travel. Kyrie Elason through the darkness of the night. Kyrie Elason, where I'm going, will you follow? Kyrie on a highway in the light. Who's the band?
Steps.
Wait, don't tell me. I know.
I'm not telling you.
Mr. Yes.
Bang, Mr. Yep. Very, very quickly, that'll be on YouTube for free. And then I'm doing a double shot this weekend. On Sunday, I'm doing a show in Durham, North Carolina for Deadlock Pro Wrestling. And that you can follow their stuff at DPW On Demand.
Dead DP? Double Penetration?
Deadlock Penetration Wrestling.
Double yeah. Deadlock Pro Wrestling. Another big night of action. Deadlock Pro. DPW. Yeah,
but this show's already going to this comes out Monday and the show's already happening.
So you can watch it afterwards. It's called Backselling Raven. You should know this, the former broadcaster.
My back is too huge to sell anything.
No. I can't help you with that there, buddy.
That doesn't even make any sense.
No.
It's still I still lift.
It's yeah, still it's funny, good. Though. It's still funny. Oh, did you see the movie Babylon?
Mm-mm. No.
You got to watch Babylon. It's terrible. And it's so depressing. But it's about, it's like Margot Robbie, and they have this whole... you gotta see it. It's crazy. It's like in Hollywood. It's a Hollywood one over Babylon in the 1920s, and the
Brad Pitt
when it went from the silence to the sound era, and like the parties they had were like crazy. They had elephants and people naked, and people were just screwing on the dance floor. It's crazy.
I wonder why it's been.
Speaking of, reminds me of a time I went to one of those swingers clubs, and I had two girls with me, but one of them was mad because I invited the other one too, and she didn't know her. So, but anyway, suffice to say, I was probably pretty wrong of me, especially wrong in now today's era. But anyway, but the floor was completely filled with bodies. Like it was like, there was like 10 rooms. It was in Philadelphia, right on not South Street, the street, the next street over. If you're heading north from South Street, the next street over, I forget what, like between six.
So everybody
and
knows where the swingers
like
club
I'm,
is.
I feel like right. I'm just going to say Tasker and it's not going to be right. So
no, it's not.
Moy Manson.
It was on like some neighborhood street. You know what I mean?
So like people, some dude's house?
That was the first swingers club I'd been to. Yeah, it was like some, I don't know.
Well, that's the same thing where all the massage parlors, that my friends told me where the massage parlors were.
And, but this was like, I mean, there had to be 150 people, you know, maybe 200, maybe 100, maybe 300, because 150 couples of people just all on the floor banging next to each other. It's crazy. Crazy! What were we talking about? Oh, recommendations.
Yeah.
I recommend going to the Swingers Club in Philly. Yes.
Well, make sure you wear
years.
Someone.
It was 25 years ago, so I'm not sure it's there anymore.
You don't want to walk around in bare feet or socks at a place like that, I'll tell you that much.
How about the fact that Cheerleaders in Delilah's Den are still in action and still going strong in Philadelphia?
Of course
they were hot. They were hot strip clubs when I was in Philly in 80 and 95. They were like, they've been around for 10 years at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're still around.
I think Show and Tell is still there too.
Show and Tell has been like 87 different companies. It's never made any money.
Yeah. That's like,
oh, not Show and Tell. Charlie, the other
Charlie,
one.
It was called Charlie's Dream. It was called a million things. Yeah.
No, Show and Tell is the Jack Shack on Columbus Boulevard. Yeah. Delaware Ave. Yeah, no, that stayed around for a long time. I don't know how long, but, no, I'm talking about the other one on the corner where it's like past the Wawa, I think.
Yeah, it was a Purple Orchid, wasn't it?
No, the Purple Orchid was over the bridge, heading towards deeper into Philly.
Huh.
Over to, not the, the Penn, saw, no, what's the bridge? Not the Ben Franklin Bridge.
Platte.
What's that?
Platte Bridge?
No, what's the bridge next, like it's kind of parallel a little bit to the to the Franklin Bridge.
Wall Woman?
No, that's past the Wall. Wall Woman goes into Jersey.
Yeah, my Philly. Directional sense and everything is
you're terrible. Terrible. You're the worst.
Yeah, you're asking the worst guy for
you're
sure.
You're the worst. All right.
Platte Bridge?
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's all I got.
Well, what's your recommendation, Feeney?
You know what? I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to recommend something with something of a Raven connection, actually, because the Monster Factory has put out a, I think it's a 6-episode series on Apple TV. So that'll be the, bless you, Rich. That'd be the present iteration of the Monster Factory run by Danny Cage, who took it over from Brain Fart.
How did they get an Apple deal?
Took it up from Larry Sharp. I don't know. when I hung out there back in the day, they were always filming like reality show type stuff, and they put it on their website, and well, Apple TV grabbed it. It's, you know, I think it focuses on four wrestlers. They're each trying to get to the next level, and that's
where are they located?
Paulsboro.
They're still in Paulsboro.
Paulsboro, New Jersey. Paulsboro. At the Paulsboro Athletic Club, if that makes any sense to you.
The where are you doing hanging out there? Checking out Sniffing Jocks?
I went there for a
spouting your Republic, your right wing views.
Well, I went there. I lost a job and was looking for something to do. I went there for a seminar, and Danny kind of said, "All right, hang out and learn stuff." And that's what I did for a while.
And you still didn't take any bumps, you son of a bitch.
No, the training that they were putting those guys through at that time, I'm sure it was the same, but I can barely get up stairs. Like, when how am I going to do that shit?
That's why you're getting the stairs.
Exactly. So I took some video and some pictures and wrote some articles. That's what a guy like me gets to do, you know?
Yeah, but you still should have learned how to take a bump.
I know.
It's not too late. Don't you regret it now?
I'm only 41. Yeah, I regret it. That's why I said when you come out at MLW, just let me throw on a gas mask and come out and someone can push me into a barricade or something. Perfect.
I'll work on that.
There you go.
Yeah, but you don't know how to take a bump into a barricade.
I think I could. And then I come back, I'm like, shoulders broke. Didn't know what I was doing.
What about Landscape, Barry Cage brother? End of the show. Okay. Peace, love, and what? Line, please.
Go to bed.
Jim Morrison did not come and cry and is like a little baby girl, even though it says so in the movie's deleted scene. Peace, love, and deleted scene of Jim Morrison. Not John Morrison. He's catapult. So talented.
He really is, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? That when I talk to him, he's like, you know, I tell him how talented his wife is, and he's like, yeah, he goes, I'm not even the best worker in my family.
Yeah.
She showed up on AEW last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yep. Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Quote the Raven, nevermore. The end. Go to bed.
Good night, everyone.
You need a closing catchphrase, Rich, if you're going to just chime in at the end.
Was there something wrong with that?
No, but it wasn't clever. It wasn't creative. It wasn't, you know, it's just...
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it tonight here for all of us, The Raven Effect. For Raven, Joe, I'm Rich Bocchini saying so long. We'll see you next week, everyone. Good night.
There you go.
Just go.
There you go.
Good night, dickheads.
Yeah, and then end it with good night, dickheads.
Good night, everybody. You should all be fired straight into the sun.
That's perfect. We'll
talk to you next.
Thank you and good night. And as always, please drive safe.